Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. The Wager, a tale of shipwreck, mutiny, and murder, is a captivating but tragic true story of a man who tried to bend reality to his will rather than accepting it and the way that God's providence would order it to good. The HMS Wager was a British warship assigned to a mission during the War of Jenkins' Ear. I don't have time to tell you about his ear, just know that it was a war between England and Spain in the 1740s. Tasked with navigating the treacherous waters around Cape Horn, some of the most dangerous seas on earth, Captain David Cheap encountered violent storms, freezing winds, and unpredictable currents. Separated from the rest of the fleet and relying on faulty instruments, he placed too much trust in his own judgment. Thinking he was guiding the ship to safety, he instead ran it aground on an uncharted stretch of the Chilean coast. Instead of adapting to the storm, he doubled down, tightening control, demanding obedience from a starving crew, using threats instead of discernment. The Wager struck rocks off the Chilean coast. The ship broke, authority collapsed, mutiny, murder, and moral chaos followed. And of more than 250 men, fewer than 10 returned home. The Wager was not destroyed, however, by the storm, but by a captain who refused to bow to reality. He tried to command the wind, and it broke his ship, his crew, and his soul. If we cannot learn to surrender, reality will not bend, but we will break. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Picture a sailing ship on the open sea. The wind blows strong, unpredictable, beyond control. If you adjust your sail, trimming, loosening, turning with the wind, you can travel far and fast, carried by a force greater than yourself. But if you resist, if you try to bend the wind to your will, the tension becomes unbearable. The mast snaps, the boat capsizes, and the crew is lost. You don't break the wind, you break yourself and everyone around you. The wind represents God's providence, carried out by the Holy Spirit, who governs all that lies beyond your control. People, circumstances, and outcomes. But the Holy Spirit works all things for your good. The sail represents you, your intelligence and freedom, your willingness to respond. You cannot control the wind, but you can raise your sail to catch it. Try to fight it, and you'll tear the sail or snap the mast. But if you surrender to what the Holy Spirit is doing through reality, even through chaos and storm, you'll be carried forward. Cooperate, and you move swiftly toward what God has prepared. Resist, and the inner strain eventually collapses you. But this is not weakness. It's wisdom. And the strongest souls are not those who fight the wind, but those who learn to sail with it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Jesus said, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. And that is how it is with all who are born, who are led by the Spirit." So Jesus said that the Spirit of God is like the wind, unseen, sovereign, and free. You cannot command the Spirit. You cannot predict or manipulate what the Spirit will do. So you are left with two choices. You can try to bend the wind, bend reality to your will. You can try to control reality, try to manage people, circumstances, and outcomes, demand direction, force results, and break under the strain. Or you can be born of the Spirit, accept what you cannot change, and allow yourself to be carried where you do not know, trusting that God is ordering your course with wisdom, a wisdom far beyond your own. The one who is born of the Spirit is not anxious or rigid. He is docile, responsive, and alive, moving in rhythm with the Spirit of God. You can try to bend the wind to yourself, or you can let the wind carry you. It's up to you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Before Pentecost, the apostles did not make a five-year plan and then force all the outcomes. No, they gathered around Mary in prayer, and then they waited. They waited for the Holy Spirit to show them the next step. Their sails were raised. Their hearts were ready, their minds watchful, their wills surrendered. And then suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house. The very wind Jesus spoke of in John 3 came in power, not to those who tried to steer history by force, but by those prepared to receive and be carried. This is how the church was born, not by conquest or control, but by trust in the Father's timing and surrender to where the Spirit led. When the wind came, they trimmed their sails. They didn't know where they were going, but the Spirit did. And the church, riding that wind, set sail into the world and transformed it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. God wants us to use our intelligence and freedom to do all the good we can, but he doesn't expect us to manage every variable possible. The Holy Spirit guides all that lies beyond our control, whether it's people, circumstances, outcomes, or the future. And this overarching divine care is what we call providence. So when we face what we cannot control, we can either try to manage everything, but if we do, if we try to control everything, the tension will eventually break us. Or we can accept what we can't change, do what's in our power, that which is reasonable, and then surrender the rest to the Holy Spirit. And since the Holy Spirit does everything through Mary, the easiest and sure way to be carried by the Spirit of God is just belong to Mary. If Captain David Cheap had accepted reality and been docile to the Spirit, what might have happened? Well, the storm would still have come. The ship may still have wrecked, but the crew might not have. Authority could have remained intact. Instead of threats, there might have been trust. Instead of mutiny, cooperation. Instead of despair, hope. A few survivors might have become many, and the journey, though hard, might have made them holy. Because the sea does not destroy those who are docile to the wind, it carries them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation?
I think most of us are pretty
pretty far from shipwreck and mutiny. But I really did feel
really?
Like...
Really? I've got a lot of mutiny going on inside of me.
Well, I do feel like it is an actual... It's really the perfect example of where most of our relationships are at. It's such a good analogy for the inner turmoil. And I think... Oh, I was just really struck by the way that my expectations and the way I try to... subject the world and the reality around me to my will and relationships around me to my will. It's kind of like a shipwreck.
Yeah, it really is.
But just that there are so many conflicts that come entirely because my will doesn't match reality. And if I just didn't have that expectation, if I just went where the spirit led me, there would be no issue because they're not direct conflicts. We're not two people that are at odds. We're just two people with strong wills that lack flexibility.
Yeah, that's very well put. Reminds me of what St. Maximilian Kolbe said about the cross.
Mm-hmm.
The cross is the vertical beam is God's will. The horizontal beam that crosses it is our will. And if you want to remove the cross, just put your will in line with God's, and the cross is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same with reality, with all, with conflict, with all of it. And I don't want to confuse our listeners. We're not talking about just compromising to everybody.
Because there are also some times where you should not compromise.
Absolutely.
But it's just good to take a moment and look at the things in which the battles I don't have to fight, but I'm fighting because I think my will is the greatest good.
Yeah. Good point. I hadn't thought about it this way.
Because there are spiritual things. There are moral arguments to make and things like that, but I don't think those are the majority of the battles I get in. And I think I'm lucky that I've talked to you a lot, and very often you'll kind of bring me down to earth and remind me that maybe I should just let go. Maybe I should just let someone win. Maybe I don't need to fight that battle.
Yeah, it's really interesting what you're saying, because you just said we make our own will basically the goal, the object. We've got to bring about our will.
We've got to put it on everyone else.
Yes.
And everyone else needs to take up our perspective.
Conform to our will. And then we have this line in the Our Father. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done. What our will is not the goal. His kingdom is the goal.
Yeah.
Or what if I could remember in that heat of the moment when the ship is about to be dashed upon the rocks, if I remember, wait, it's not my will that I want, it's his kingdom. I could probably avert the rocks.
Yeah.
I just smash into him.
I really liked that last line. That was just so beautiful. Can you read it again? Because my recall's not perfect, but it was just so poetic.
Yeah, I said that I was wondering toward the end of the meditation, I was just wondering what might have happened if the captain had acted differently.
But that very final line about not fighting the sea.
Yeah, and I ended with, because the sea does not destroy those who are docile to the wind, it carries them.
It carries them. Yeah.
But I spend all my time fighting the wind.
I think we do a lot of good if we just...
God.
I always say it and I always forget it, but to dedicate every moment to the Holy Spirit, begging for guidance. And I really like you pulling out that line. That's just a good part to maybe repeat to ourselves, even if we're not going to sit down and say an entire Our Father every time we're in conflict with someone, but just in our heads, say, thy will be done.
Yeah.
And really emphasis on that thy.
What's really striking is it's the key moment in the Garden of Gethsemane. Three times Jesus asked the Father, take the cup away. And then he said, not my will, but thy will be done.
Not my will.
Yeah. Wow, it's all right there.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good captain to say, it's not about getting what I want out of this. It's about the safety of the ship and the crew and our intentions all together. It's about the mission, but we see ourselves as the mission. We see ourselves as the crew. We see as everything beneath us.
You know what you're
saying? And it can't all work together if it's really all for you.
I have we have literally thousands of people that message us.
Mm-hmm.
And I look through a lot of the prayer intentions. And what really breaks my heart, or not breaks my heart, I have a lot of empathy. I mean, I feel badly for people who are really in difficult marriages.
Mm-hmm.
But so often the difficulty in marriage is that we're clinging to our will rather than the kingdom.
And we kind of want everyone to succumb to us. Because it's different to say, I do want everyone. I don't want conflict in the world. I want people to agree. But it shouldn't be that everyone should match my standard. But the church is.
Yeah. Yeah. But this goes to any relationship, any situation. It even goes to chronic illness. It even goes to the death of a loved one. That whenever we face any situation that we don't like and we can't change, we can try to force our will, or we can just accept God's permissive will. Accepting God's permissive will, what he permits, with trust, is accepting the kingdom. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.